something to look at. But that's going to do it for the questions today. I'll make sure to answer any other outstanding questions tomorrow. And again, if you'd like your questions to be answered, feel free to email raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. Well, we played a bunch of ads earlier in the day, and so you know what? We're just going to keep things rolling on through into the top of the sixth inning because, well, the Rafters right now hoping to make a comeback. And with that, I will answer one of the final questions during this free time as Tyler Pacetti is back on the mound for the Rafters. He'll be going on in the top of the sixth inning. And this question comes from Ella once again, who sent in some questions a couple days ago. And the question from Ella says, if you could make the ultimate sandwich, what would be on it? This is a great one because I love my sandwiches. And I would have to say for sure some sort of chopped sirloin steak. I love some good steak, and I love cheese. So it would be a sort of a Philly cheesesteak style, but it would be on a pretzel bun. So I would say I'm going to go with mozzarella cheese on chopped steak on a pretzel bun. And you know what? I think it would just be that. No extra toppings. Don't need it to be anything incredible. It's just simple and tasty. So that would be my choice right there. Ultimate sandwich, that would be on it. Just those three things. Anyways, we get to work now in the top of the sixth inning. Mailbag is over with, but feel free to continue to email raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com if you'd like your questions to be answered tomorrow. First pitch on the way to Zage Lancaster. Misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. The Rafters trailing 4-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Lancaster leads off for the Rockers, and the 1-0 count from Pacetti gets a swing and a foul tip for strike number one, 1-1 the count. Lancaster, the seven-hole batter, will be followed by Braden Buchanan and David Miza due up in the top of the sixth. And Tyler Pacetti, back-to-back strikeouts when he came into the game in the fifth inning, and the 1-1 count misses away to bring it 2-1 for Lancaster. So Pacetti hoping to keep that rolling along. He had 5 strikeouts in his last appearance back against Green Bay here at Witter Field just over a week ago, about a week and a half ago. 2-2 the count now as Lancaster swings and misses. Pacetti, a sophomore from Skyline College, coming into Wisconsin Rapids and played the last summer in the Western Canadian League as the 2-2 count. Misses low for ball number 3, 3-2 now. So he's got a little bit of experience, especially collegiately, going 69 innings back in the spring of this year at Skyline. 3-2 count, misses outside, and first base runner allowed by Tyler Pacetti. It's a leadoff walk for Zage Lancaster. And it brings up Braden Buchanan with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the sixth. Still a 4-run Rockers lead, and the Rafters pitching since, well, really the start of the game, it's been great. All 4 of those runs in the second inning came across on errors. One of them was earned because the first error came from Trevor Moik. First pitch to Braden Buchanan in there for strike number one. But outside of the top of the second inning, there has not been a run scored by either team. 0-1 count, runner taking off. Throw on down to second. It's on the money, and oh, yeah, got him in a mile ahead of the tag. Oh, man, that was a beautiful pop time and throw from Nick Adrian as he continues to show off the cannon behind the plate. Nick Adrian, another caught stealing. That's his 14th runner caught stealing this year. As the first pitch to David Miza misses low for ball number one. Now a 2-1 count to Braden Buchanan. Still at the plate, and the 2-1 count is called for a strike to bring it 2-2. Bases are empty with one away in the top of the sixth. 2-2 count to the right-handed hitting catcher, and the pitch is outside to bring it once again to a full count. And the pitch from Pacetti is taken high for ball number 4. That's now back-to-back walks. And a it brings up David Mizo with a runner on first and one away in the top of the sixth. Still a four-run Rockers lead, and Mizo, the left-handed hitting left fielder, taking on the righty on the mound, Tyler Pacetti. So a lefty-righty matchup. Pacetti looks home, runner still on first, not giving him a glance, and the pitch on the way, it misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count to Mizo. And Mizo, 1-for-1 on the game. He singled back in the fourth inning, but he hit a sacrifice fly in the second. RBI for him, and that was his fourth RBI as a Rocker, as the 1-0 count misses high to bring it 2-0. And Pacetti struggling a little bit with his location here. He's had three straight full counts prior to this one. He's walked the last two batters. 2-0 count. That one misses inside, and it hits off of Mizo. A hit by pitch. He's on for the second time today. And all three batters that have seen the plate have reached so far against Tyler Pacetti. So Braden Buchanan over to second base. David Mizo at first. Lancaster reached on the walk initially, but he was caught stealing second. So that's where the one out came from in the sixth inning. Well, with Tyler Pacetti coming in to relieve Trevor Moik back in the fifth inning, that finished up Moik's final line. And looking back on it, he went 4 1/3 innings, allowed 4 runs, only 1 was earned on 5 hits and 2 walks with 6 strikeouts. Threw 84 pitches before handing it off to Pacetti. First pitch on the way, misses outside for ball number one. Eric Gion at the plate. And all of a sudden, the throw down to second. Now over to third, and they got him. Had a throw on down to second, and then eventually it got into center field. Royce Clayton Jr. throws him out at third base. So David Mizo does end up on second base. Braden Buchanan officially gets caught stealing by the center fielder. 1-0 count. It is called low for ball number two, a 2-0 count. So a pitch from Tyler Pacetti was caught behind the plate by Nick Adrian. He tried to throw down to second, but it airmailed into center field. Royce Clayton Jr. was there, threw it back over to third base, and got Buchanan trying to take off on the error, but instead there was no error, and they got the lead runner. So a 2-1 count as that one was called for a strike to Gion. Runner on second with two away. Chetty looks to third, now brings the pitch home, and it misses outside for ball number three. 3-1 the count, and Pacetti just trying to work out of this jam right now. Like I said earlier, struggling with the location, but the defense picking him up right now. Pacetti looking home. He brings the leg up, fires, and gets strike number two called. Full count to the third baseman. Runner on second is David Mizo. 3-2 count with two away. Runner on second base. Pacetti brings the leg up, fires home, and it's called high for ball number four. Four straight batters have reached for the Rockers, but they still see just runners on first and second and have not scored here in the sixth. It's yet again a 4-0 lead for the Rockers. And the Rafters trying for another shutout inning. Tyler Pacetti hoping to work out of this despite all of the walks, and the first pitch on home misses low for ball number one. Max Humphrey at the plate. Humphrey, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Pacetti on the mound. He looks back to third base, now brings the pitch home, gets a swing and a foul ball as it goes back and bounces off of Adrian, and he has to take the helmet off to gain a second. Jeremy Jones is warming up currently in the Rafters bullpen. No, that's Ashton Poole who is warming up in the Rafters bullpen. Sorry, misidentification on that one. And Ashton Poole warming up in the bullpen. I was a little bit surprised for a second. I thought at first. No, maybe that's Jones, but nope. So a 1-1 count either way, and hoping to see Poole come in next inning and Pacetti get through this one. 1-1 count is lifted high but out of play down the right field line. 1-2 count. Bases have runners on first and second with two away in the top of the sixth. 4-0 Rockers lead, 1-2 the count to Humphrey. Pacetti brings it home. Both runners taking off. It's a grounder up the middle over to Pacetti, and he'll take it himself over to first base. It's a one unassisted putout to take care of Max Humphrey and get us through the sixth. So only one batter retired in the sixth inning, but Pacetti able to get a couple of caught stealings, and we get through this sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 4-0 Green Bay here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's now the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Rafters down 4-0 on the scoreboard against the Green Bay Rockers, and Gavin Brumund is back out to work for the sixth. He has gone through five shutout innings for the Rockers, and he's still thrown just 68 pitches. The way that he's going, heck, he might be back out for the seventh inning, too, if he's able to go efficiently enough here, although it is his first start of the season. It's a season-long performance for him as the first pitch to Jake Beauchesne misses low and away for ball number one. Now, this is the kind of start that you want from a reliever who's making the move to the starting rotation. 1-0 count is calling for a strike to move it 1-1. I mean, absolute domination from Brumund, and last inning went 3-up, 3-down against the Rafters. Righty-righty matchup with Beauchesne. 1-1 count is grounded over towards shortstop. Picked up, and a long throw to first is in time. It's a 6-3 putout to take care of Jake Beauchesne. One up, one down in the sixth. The Rafters have seen their last five batters retired in order. Brings up Matanaka with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-0 lead for Green Bay. And Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Brumund still on the mound. Brumund nods home, now gets into his setup. Brings the leg up and fires, but misses low and away for ball number one. Matanaka from Fordham University, native of Los Angeles, California. Batting 296 entering this game. The 1-0 count misses low for ball number two. Now 2-0 the count. He is 0-for-1 in this game, grounded out 4-3 back in the fourth inning. Before that, he also drew a walk. 2-0 the count. It's right down the middle for strike number one. Now a 2-1 count. And Akko has had his fair share of big games this season for the Rafters, but been a little bit cold as of late. 2-1 count, grounded foul down the third base line. Now a 2-2 count. Akko, a utility infielder, been utilized defensively all around, but he did make an error at second base earlier in this game. 2-2 the count, and he holds off as it misses away for ball number three. And that is relatively surprising because he has been so good defensively this year at limiting errors. He had gone 23 consecutive games without an error, but he's made two errors in the last couple of games. That streak was snapped back on July 18th as Akko takes that one, called for ball number four, and he will work on down to first base. So a one-out walk, and it brings up Landon Gaz with one away and one on in the bottom of the sixth. Still a 4-0 lead for the Rockers. At the plate, Gaz takes the first pitch at the knees for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Gavin Brumman on the mound. On first base, Akko getting a little bit of a lead. 0-1 the count. It's called for a ball to bring it even at 1-1. Looking at Akko over there on first base, his running numbers this season. Akko has stolen just one base, and he's been caught three times, so not a very big base runner as the 1-1 count gets a swing and a foul tip for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Not that Akko is slow, it's just that he doesn't attempt to steal bases all too often. Get a ball in play, and he can certainly move. 1-2 the count, and the pitch coming home. It's called for strike three. That takes care of Landon Gaz for the first time this game. It's another strikeout for Gavin Brumman, his fourth of the game. Three of those have been on called strike threes. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a runner on first and two away in the bottom of the sixth. Still 4-0 Green Bay. Brumman looking home, and the first pitch to Kobayashi, grounded straight back, foul, and out of play. 0-1 the count, and Kobayashi 0-2 in the game. His last time up in the fourth inning, grounded into a 5-4 fielder's choice that could have been a double play. 0-1 the count on the way home. It's grounded once again up the middle over towards shortstop. Picked up, throw over to first is in time. It's a 6-3 putout to take care of Kobayashi, and that takes us to the seventh inning. In the sixth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. And we head to the top of the seventh. It is 4-0 Green Bay here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
tell you what, that beer chug that just happened on the field, that was electric stuff right there. Some good promotion stuff out here at Witter Field. They always do a great job to improve the fan experience. Always some fun stuff in between innings. And here it is bingo night, and I am still waiting for that manager to visit to the mound. I'm also still waiting for the pickoff attempt, although I'm not sure if the snap throwback to second is considered a pickoff attempt, so we'll hold off on that one. First pitch on the way here in the top of the seventh is called for strike number one. J.P. Peltier leads off the inning for the Rockers. They lead 4-0 in the top of the seventh. The second pitch to Peltier also called for a strike, 0-2 the count. Tyler Pacetti back out on the mound for the Rafters. He entered this inning with 36 pitches through an inning and two-thirds. Hadn't allowed a run as the 0-2 count misses low for ball number one. Now 1-2 to Peltier. And Peltier 0-2 in the game. He walked back in the fifth inning. That was his last time up. 1-2 count coming home. Misses upstairs for ball number two. Now 2-2 the count. Peltier grounded into a 5-3 putout back in the second inning. And also struck out swinging in the first. 2-2 the count. Taken low for ball three. And after Pacetti led the count 0-2, Peltier able to fight back and bring the count full. 3-2 the count to the right-handed hitter, and he skies this one straight back and out of play into foul territory. So still a 3-2 count. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. Peltier working the count well. Guy from Wright State University entered this game batting 240. 3-2 the count, taken outside for ball number four, and it's a leadoff walk for Peltier. He led off the fifth inning just the same way, and it brings up Joe Minella with one on and nobody out in the top of the seventh. Minella, the right-handed hitting DH, 0-3 in this game, despite his huge afternoon yesterday. Went 2-for-4 with two home runs and totaled five RBIs. First pitch to him misses high over his head for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Minella has to step out of the batter's box after that one. On first base, Peltier, he did steal second back in that fifth inning. 1-0 count is smoked out towards left center field at the warning track. He is there and makes the catch. Throw coming back in. It is going to chase the runner back to first. So a fly out to left field as Jake Beauchesne was there just in time to make the play. Absolutely no wind right now here at Witter Field. The flags straight down in center field. That certainly did not help Minella try and get one out of the ballpark. One away, runner on first in the top of the seventh. Four-run lead for the Rockers, and the first pitch to Bionia grounded over to third. Quick flip over to second is just going to get the lead runner out. So it's a 5-4 play, fielder's choice, and smart on that one to not try and risk it because the throw a little bit offline by Arusevic, and it allows David Bionia to reach first, but did get J.P. Peltier at second. Brings up Kaysen Consarinia with one on and two outs in the top of the seventh. Consarinia, the right-handed hitting right fielder, pickoff attempt to first, and they did not get him. Bionia dodged the tag from Landon Gaz. He decided not to slide back into the bag and instead had to avoid the tag by hopping back out of the way. Well, that's bingo for me on the pickoff attempt. So, woohoo! First pitch to Consarinia in there for strike number one, an 0-1 count. I was going to get bingo anyways after this because seventh inning stretch is coming up next. But I'll take it a little bit earlier. Baseball bingo night here at Witter Field, and so I was playing along. 0-1 count, another pickoff move back to first base. Make sure that Bionia doesn't take off any further. And Bionia did steal second, going back to the third inning. So already looking for another. 0-1 the count. On the way home, it's a check swing, didn't go, and it's called low for ball number one. 1-1 the count to Consarinia, who is 1-for-3 on the game. However, His last two plate appearances have both been strikeout swinging. One and one the count, and this one's hit up the middle and goes under the glove of the second baseman, Akko, picked up by Clayton in center field, and he will throw it back in. Akko was set up a little bit behind the umpire there, and maybe a little bit of the view blocked, but tried to get over to cover second as well on the potential stolen base attempt. It goes through as a single. With no shift there, Akko probably picks it up, but he, of course, was not in the same position. So it brings up Zage Lancaster with runners on first and second and two away. Pacetti looking to go through 2 2/3 scoreless. And he'll bring the first pitch home, and it misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Tyler Pacetti mentioned it. He got a start his last time out, going back to July 11th. Against Green Bay here at Witter Field, this time coming out of the bullpen. 1-0 the count. Pitch coming home. It's a breaking ball that drops in there for strike number one. 1-1 the count to Lancaster. Runners on first and second with two away. It's a 4-0 Rockers lead. Pacetti hoping that it'll remain that. And Lancaster, 0-1 in the game. His last time up drew a walk. 1-1 count. Check swing as it goes outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Lancaster walked and then got caught stealing second as well. So even though he was able to get on, wasn't for too long. Struck out swinging in the third, and he had a sacrifice bunt in the second. 2-1 count. It's a fly ball out towards right field, high in the air, going back to the line. It's a diving play. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Luke Skinner able to bring it in for out number three, and that takes us to the seventh inning stretch. In the top of the seventh, no runs on one hit. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. Bottom of the seventh comes up next. It's 4-0 Rockers on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Evan Miranda is the new pitcher for the Green Bay Rockers, taking over for Gavin Brumund after an elite six-inning quality start. Another quality start against the Rafters, and man, these opposing teams have been shutting down the Rafters this season. Looking at opponent quality starts, the Rafters are just 1-7 this year when your opponent has a quality start. Trying not to make it 1-8, Evan Miranda taking over for the bullpen as Nick Adrian will lead things off, takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Brumund, his final line, he goes 6 innings, allowing just 3 hits. And as I mentioned, no runs. A shutout performance from him. 1-0 count, misses for ball number two, a 2-0 count. Brumund issued 4 walks and had 4 strikeouts. did not hit a batter and did not balk either. 2-0 count to Adrian, called on the far outside edge for strike number one. 2-1 the count. Drummond also had no wild pitches and threw 83 total pitches to 24 batters as the 3-1 count comes to Adrian after the pitch missed for a ball. And Miranda trying to get back on the right track, a right-hander for the Rockers. It's a righty-righty matchup with Adrian, and a swing and a miss brings the count 3-2. Adrian 1-for-2 in the game. He singled back in the fourth inning. Struck out looking back in the second, though. 3-2 count on the way home. Swing and a miss for strike number 3, and Miranda gets a K, the first batter he faces. Brings up Eric Harper with bases empty and one away in the bottom seventh. Still a 4-0 for the Green Bay Rockers. And the Rafters, man, it's been tough for them scoring runs lately. Yesterday, you were hoping that, hey, that would turn things around, but here at Witter Field, it's certainly not been the Rafters' best performance as the first pitch to Harper misses high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. They were shut out back-to-back games against the Madison Mallards post-All-Star break as the 1-0 count misses again high for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and then after that game, those two games, of course they won, but it was on the road. The Rafters faithful are still looking for that run at home. 2-0 the count is called for a strike on the outside edge. 2-1 now. And in 24 innings post-All-Star break, the Rafters have not scored at home. 2-1 becomes a 3-1 count. So trying to get things turned around, it's going to take some offense. But the good news is that their pitching has kept it a relatively tight game as the 3-1 count is fouled back. And now a full count once again. Eric Harper this time with the full count. Nick Adrian had a full count before he struck out. And Harper trying to avoid the same fate. He'll look to get on base. 0-for-2 in the game so far. And a 3-2 count on the way home. It's a fly ball high in the air out towards right center field. Into the sky. It will be caught, though. And the center fielder, Max Humphrey, brings it in for out number two. Two up, two down in the seventh inning. It brings up Luke Skinner with the bases empty. And a 4-0 lead for the Rockers in the bottom of the seventh. Skinner, the left-handed hitting right fielder, he ended the top of the seventh with a nice diving play out in right field. A new outfielder for the Rafters. He has played a lot of infield as the first pitch to Skinner is called for a strike. An 0-1 count, and well, I just tossed my pen, so I'll have to figure out a new way to take score of the game. 0-1 the count. It's taken low on a check swing, and now a 1-1 count. My pen has been delivered back to me. Thank you, good sir. 0-2 the count now to, 1-1 the count to Luke Skinner. See, that's what happens when I drop my pen for a half second. I lose track of the count. 1-1 the count with the bases empty and two away, and Skinner holds off on this one. Now 2-1 the count. On the mound, Evan Miranda throwing low 90s fastball. 90 miles an hour on that last one. 2-1 the count coming home. It's a swing and a miss for strike number two. Now 2-2 the count to Skinner. The lefty batter is 1-for-2 in the game. His last time up, grounded out to first base back in the fifth. He also singled earlier in the night. 2-2 the count, ripped over to the first base side and gets on through past the second baseman by Ania into right field. Second hit of the game for Luke Skinner. And it brings us back to the top of the card with Royce Clayton Jr. stepping into the batter's box with two away and a runner on first. Rafters still down 4 in the bottom of the seventh. That the first hit of the game for the Rafters off of Evan Miranda. Just the fourth hit overall. Layton, right-handed hitting Center fielder takes the first pitch for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and a righty-righty matchup with Miranda on the mound. Clayton at the plate. Guy from Cal State Northridge, pitch coming home. It misses in the dirt for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And looking a little bit more at Evan Miranda for the Rockers, appearing in his sixth game this season, and he has struggled a little bit. 6.75 ERA for them. As that pitch misses for ball number three. 3-0 count now to Clayton. He's no stranger to taking walks. Took a couple of them yesterday, and two walks, one hit by pitch in the game. Reached five times overall as the 3-0 count is right down the middle for strike number one. 3-1 the count. He had two hits, going 2-for-3. The only time that he did not reach successfully, it was a grounder that resulted in an error that he reached on anyways. 3-1 the count, taken outside for ball number four, and Clayton now on base for the second time today. So certainly heating up. He's reached multiple times in his last couple of games, and it brings up Kareem Arusovic with runners on first and second and two outs in the bottom of the seventh. And Arusovic, left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup, so it works in his favor. Guy from UC San Diego. On the mound, Miranda looking to work through the jam. First pitch to Arusovic is in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Arusovic 0-for-3 in the game. He's still looking for his first hit of the night. Batting 302 on the season entering this game. Got an 0-1 count here. Miranda fires but misses low. It's blocked by Buchanan, who gets up and keeps it in front of him to make sure that Skinner doesn't take off from second. Luke Skinner's on second. Over on first base is Royce Clayton Jr. Clayton certainly a speedster. Skinner, not too many stolen bags from him this year. Does have a couple, though. 1-1 the count coming home from Miranda. Misses inside for ball number two. Now 2-1 the count, and Evan Miranda, those first two batters, he had a full count on. Even though he was able to record a couple outs, he was not perfect. And with that, a mound visit will come out here with the 2-1 count. The Rafters are certainly working Miranda. He's thrown 25 pitches in the seventh inning alone. So the pitch count certainly getting up there for him. And like maybe only a one-inning appearance for Miranda, but at the very least, the righty's hoping to get through this. He has been mostly a one-inning guy. However, his debut performance for Green Bay went 2 1/3 innings back at Lakeshore on July 2nd. His last three times out have all been one inning, but this one is hit high in the air, out towards right field, back at the warning track, at the wall. This one is not quite out of here. Oh, man. Caught at the wall for out number three. Kareem Arusovic nearly able to get it over the head of the right fielder, but Consarinia there at the wall and able to take it away for out number three. Oh, man. That takes us to the eighth inning. And in that seventh inning, no runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. So we head to the top of the eighth. It's 4-0 the lead for the Rockers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. Brady.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
And Rafters Baseball back on the air here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Thanks for joining us tonight as the Rafters trail it 4-0 in the top of the eighth inning. And the Rafters turning to a new pitcher. It'll be Ashton Poole who comes into the game for Wisconsin Rapids. And Poole taking over for Tyler Pacetti as Pacetti's night is done. And what a performance from the reliever who will look to hand it off to Poole in a good spot. Although the Rafters do have to work back, so Poole looking to keep some momentum going after he's hoping to get back on the right track. A rough start to the season for him, but he's looked better as of late as the right-hander went 2 2/3 innings without allowing a run his last time out. Now taking on Braden Buchanan, the first pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. And that 2 2/3 innings came against this Green Bay Rockers team back prior to the All-Star break. 0-1 the count is a little bit outside, and now a 1-1 count to Buchanan. Buchanan will be followed by David Mizza and Eric Gion due up in the top of the eighth. 4-0 Rockers, and the 1-1 count misses away for ball number two. Now 2-1 the count. Tyler Pacetti's final line, he goes 2 2/3 innings, didn't allow a run on just one hit while walking four batters and striking out two. 2-1 the count, misses outside for ball number three, a 3-1 count. Pacetti also did hit one batter and faced 12 in total while throwing 53 pitches. 3-1 the count to Buchanan, and Poole gets it called high for ball number four and a leadoff walk for the Rockers. Puts another man aboard. And the Rafters today have certainly struggled with allowing walks. They have issued now 7 on the game, although mostly it has been Tyler Pacetti. Even though he issued the walks, he'd been able to work through them. First pitch to David Mizza misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Poole's hoping to do the same thing here, work through the walks without allowing the hits. Just 6 hits for the Rockers. Through 7 innings, we're in the eighth. 1-0 the count. Hits the outside edge, called for strike number one. 1-1 the count. David Mizza, the left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Poole on the mound. 1-1 the count with the runner on first. Pitch coming across. This one is laced into left field, and that gets down for a hit. Buchanan will remain on second base, but it's a single for David Mizza. And that is back-to-back base runners aboard to lead off the eighth inning. Brings up Eric Gion, and back to the top of the card. Gion, the right-handed hitting third baseman, stepping into the batter's box, but not before Nick Adrian goes up and has a chat with Ashton Poole to make sure that they're on the same page. And Nick Adrian behind the plate, I mean, he's been one of the better defensive catchers for the Rafters all season. He showed it off with a caught stealing earlier in the game at his 14th of the season. But runners on first and second here. Could try a double steal, but we'll see what happens as the first pitch from Poole is on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count now to Eric Gion. And Gion 0-2 in the game, but he walked his last two times up, and he also reached on an error before that. 0-1 the count, and Poole looking home for a while, misses the pitch outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Outside of the error, Gion also did strike out swinging in his very first plate appearance to lead off the game. Has two runners aboard ahead of him, though, and Poole looking back to second. 3 seconds on the pitch clock, brings it home, and this one is hit high out towards left field. Back at the warning track, slowing down now. Beauchesne will make the play, try and throw it on into third, and Harper, he was looking back towards second and hesitated on the throw to third. didn't get in time, could have got that runner advancing, but instead Buchanan slid head first in safely. So it goes in as a productive out, although still a flyout from Eric Gion, because Braden Buchanan advanced from second to third. Brings up Max Humphrey with runners on the corners and one away in the top of the eighth inning. Inning-ending double play is in order, but got to watch for Miza to try and take off. First pitch on the way, misses high and tight for ball number one to Max Humphrey. And Humphrey, the right-handed hitting center fielder, he is 1-for-4 on the game, looking to make it a multi-hit night. Doing so could cause some damage. 1-0 the count. Miza on first. He's taking off. Late jump. Throw on down. No throw on down. Now trying to get it back to third, and it goes into left field. Bringing up on it, Beauchesne, and now all the way from first base going to third is David Miza. And a big mistake from Nick Adrian. Likely could have had Buchanan at second if he, or sorry, Miza at second if he had thrown down. Either way, maybe the throw from second would have been better coming home as well. Instead, there's a runner on third now, a 5-0 Rockers lead on yet another error. And this one laced over to third, and it's caught off the bounce, and now throw over to first is in time. It's a 5-3 putout for the second out of the inning. Max Humphrey retired, and it brings up J.P. Peltier with a runner on third and two away in the top of the eighth inning. So Ashton Poole coming in the game, and he's allowed the one run, but at the moment it's unearned. And J.P. Peltier at the plate, right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with two away, and the first pitch caught on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Peltier 0-2 in the game, but he has walked his last two times up. Grounded out and struck out earlier in the game. 0-1 coming home. It is a little low for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Similar spot from Poole, just a bit further out. Now a 1-1 count. Pitch on the way home from Poole. Gets a late swing and a miss for strike number two. Good fastball there, and Peltier not able to catch up to it. Poole trying to keep this a 5-0 game. He looks home, nods his head, steps back, and fires. The pitch in there, called strike three. Caught Peltier looking, and that takes us to the bottom of the eighth. In that eighth inning, though, one run did come across for the Rockers. On one hit, there was one error, and there was one left on base. To the bottom of the frame we go. It is 5-0 Green Bay here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
...1,265 fans in attendance here at Witter Field, and I mentioned it earlier, it was packed. And that is a new season high for the Rafters, as Man, and hopefully everyone has been enjoying the night. It's been a fun game, although the Rafters trailing 5-0 here in the bottom of the eighth. They hope to give these fans something to cheer about offensively as they will turn back to the 3, 4, and 5 batters in the order due up in the bottom of the eighth to take on Evan Miranda. Miranda back out for his second inning of action. He came in to pitch the seventh and did not allow a run on just the one hit, and got out with the flyout to Kareem Arusevic at the wall. I tell you what, that thing maybe a foot extra and it would have been out of here, but not quite able to do so. And so now we'll take on Jake Beauchesne with the bases empty. 5-0 Rockers, a righty-righty matchup with Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder. First pitch fouled away towards the right side and out of play. 0-1 the count. Beauchesne 0-3 in the game, rather shockingly, as he's been one of the better Rafters hitters all season long, well, all second half long, I should say. Of course, a second half contract. 0-1 the count, in there for a strike, makes it now 0-2. Beauchesne has been a staple to this team since his arrival, and you look back to last afternoon against the Rockers at Green Bay, went 2-for-6 with a pair of RBIs. 0-2 the count, misses high for ball number one, a 1-2 count. And his 9-game on-base streak is on the line here. Also hoping to extend his hit streak to 3. 1-2 the count to Beauchesne. He swings and misses for strike number 3, and that takes care of Jake Beauchesne. Brings up Matanaco with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the eighth. Rafters down 5, and they only have 5 outs left, so got to start getting these runs across. Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Miranda on the mound. First pitch fouled back for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. Akko 0-1 in the game. His last time up, he walked, and he also walked earlier in the night. So 2 walks in the game and a ground out. 0-1 the count, coming home from Miranda. Breaking ball, swung on and missed for strike 2. 0-2 the count, and Miranda, 2 strikeouts in the game. He's looking to make it 3 with one more pitch. The right-hander deals, and it's a foul ball to stay alive. So Akko not down on strikes yet. Miranda coming over from San Diego State. He's a native of Fontana, California. Right-handed pitching sophomore. He's 6'2", 230. 0-2 the count on the way home, and Akko holds off as it misses high for ball number 1. Now a 1-2 count coming home to Akko. Landon Gaz is on deck. He is due up this inning. 1-2 the count from Miranda. Akko watches it miss outside for ball number 2. Now a 2-2 count. And Akko still no hit in this game, but he has been good as of late for the Rafters. He went 1-for-4 in the game yesterday and fouls this one off to stay alive with a 2-2 count. Two RBIs on his 1-for-4 game yesterday, and after drawing 2 walks here, looking to get on for the third time. 2-2 count, but it's popped up towards the middle infield. Shortstop trailing over, calls off by Ania, and he makes the catch for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down, and it brings up Landon Gaz with the bases empty here in the bottom of the eighth. Still a 5-run Rockers lead. Rafters trying their best to get the offense rolling, but continuing to be shut out here at Witter Field. It's been a standstill for Wisconsin Rapids. Just 4 hits in the game, no runs to call. First pitch on the way home to Gaz, called on the lower outside corner for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. That is a phenomenal pitch from Evan Miranda. You cannot paint the corner any better than that. 0-1 the count, and Miranda going to try and replicate it, and he does very well. Swing and a miss for strike number 2. I tell you what, that is painting a picture with your pitches. 0-2 the count. And Miranda trying to take care of Landon Gaz. Righty-righty matchup. The 0-2 coming home, and this time Miranda misses farther outside. It's a 1-2 count. Gaz 0-1 in the game. He struck out looking his last time up back in the sixth inning. 1-2 the count coming home, and it's hit out towards second base and over the glove of Bionia into right field. Landon Gaz, a two-out single. It's his first hit of the game, and he has reached for the third time today. Landon Gaz continuing to look good for the Rafters. He had reached four times in the game yesterday. He's now reached three times in the game today. Green Bay just not able to figure him out, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a runner on first and two outs in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch to Kobayashi, misses low for ball number one. Kobayashi, a right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup. Gaz still on first base. First pitch to Kobayashi, misses low for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and Kobayashi 0-3 in the game. Rounded out 6-3 back in the sixth inning. Prior to that, he's had a bunch of ground outs as well. Swings and misses at the 2-1 count now. Three ground outs for Kobayashi today. Trying not to make it four. He's got a 2-1 count coming home. It misses outside for ball number three. And that's something that we've been looking at from Kobayashi has been the plate discipline. Since the start of the season, one of the biggest improvements, and the 3-1 count is fouled off to make it 3-2. He loves to continue to watch pitches here and fight to stay alive. So still a full count. And Kobayashi trying to stay with the inning, and a breaking ball, swing and a miss for strike number three. It's the third strikeout of the game for Evan Miranda, and takes care of Kobayashi to get through the eighth inning. In that frame, no runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. Ninth inning comes up next. This is Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And now the top of the ninth coming your way here from Witter Field. The Rafters unable to get the offense rolling in the eighth. They have still been shut out by Green Bay. It is 5-0 in the top of the ninth. And the wind picking up a little bit going from left to right field across the poles. You go from the left pole to the right pole. That's where the wind is blowing. So it should be helpful to left-handed hitters. Just wish that that was the case for Kareem Arusevic's plate appearance earlier in the game. Unfortunately, it was not, and he ended up flying out right at the wall. So that really the only chance the Rafters have had this game. Green Bay has continued to dominate from the pitching side, and well, the Rafters turning to a new pitcher, they have been great pitching as well. They have allowed just one earned run this game through the eight innings, and that was back on an error that Trevor Moik made. That's the only earned run that came across, and it was because of an error. I tell you what, it has been phenomenal pitching from the Rafters, and now Jafet Martinez taking over for Ashton Poole. First pitch on the way home gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. Joe Mannella leads off the top of the ninth for the Rockers. He is 0-for-4 in the game after having a 2-for-4 game last night with 5 RBIs and 2 home runs. So quite the turnaround from him as the 0-1 count is fouled back to bring it 0-2. Right-handed hitting DH in Martinez, the right-handed pitcher taking over for Poole. Poole went one inning. He did not allow an earned run, although did allow one unearned on one hit, one walk, one strikeout. Faced 5 total batters on 18 pitches. 0-2 the count to Mannella. Martinez fires and holds off, but it misses for ball number one. That is a beauty from Martinez. Just could not get the swing. That's the kind of pitch that you want Mannella to be swinging at, but he was keyed in on it. Now a 1-2 count. Martinez brings it home, and that pitch a touch outside for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count. And Mannella, his last 2 plate appearances have both been flyouts to left field. Hit the ball pretty well, but just not able to get it out or down into any grassy area. So a 2-2 count coming home. It misses outside for ball number three, and Martinez